We start with his life. He is Taqi-ud-Din. 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 Now, Taqi-ud-Din is a laqab. It's a title. And these titles were well known in this particular time of Islamic history. 7th, 8th century, you couldn't get away from having a title. Your parents gave you a title. You were given a title. Taqi-ud-Din. The pious one of the deen, Nasr al-Din, supporter of the deen, Hujjah to Islam, right? Evidence of Islam, Shams al-Din, son of the son, S-U-N of Islam. You know what I'm saying? All of these were titles that they were given. None way you can get around it. Ibn Taymiyyah himself disliked it. And in general, it was something disliked Islamically. Something disliked that a person takes a title like that. It's an innovation. It's a bid'ah. And it's also claiming tazkiyah for oneself. How you know you're Taqi-ud-Din? How you know Nasr-Din? How you know you're the supporter of the deen? Rukn-ud-Din. The pillar of the deen. Right? So this is something that is not acceptable, except a title which is in fact warranted, and that is Sheikh al-Islam, and like this. And that is given over a period of time when a man shows that he has more knowledge of Islam than he has of ignorance of it. Of all the things contained in Islam, he knows more about it. That which he knows about it is much, and a very small amount misses him. And in his usul, in his furu'ah, in the ilm of Quran, in the ilm of hadith, in the ilm of tafsir, in all those type of knowledges, he's well-rounded, so he's called Sheikh al-Islam. And this laqab was used long time ago. Some narrations, Allahu A'lam as to authentic they are, relate that the Prophet Islam called Umar that, Sheikh al-Islam. Then they were used in other things until the Turks took it later on and made it like a title as the one who is the faqih, the one who is the jurist. And therefore he had like his own area and expertise. And the people would see him and say, well, who I go see? Well, go see Sheikh al-Islam. That's his vibe. That's his area. That's his thing. Right? Anything regarding deen, you go to him. And it became like a mansab position. But other than that, these type of names were not something that were advocated or even allowed by the Sharia. Taqi-ud-Din Abu Abbas. So that if I ask you the kunya of Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah, you say Abu Abbas. Abu Abbas. That is his kunya. His name is Ahmad ibn Abdul Halim. Ahmad is his name. Son of Abdul Halim. Son of Abdul Salam ibn Taymiyyah. Ibn Taymiyyah al-Harani al-Hanbali. We explained before this Hanbali thing. It wasn't Hanbali like it is today, where a person is just blind following their whims, or blind following the whims of others, I should say. Yani he's jammed. Yani he's short and obstinate and stuck on one thing. To the degree that if you brought him a hadith of the Prophet, he would not pay it any attention unless it came from his madhab. Is it in the madhab? Brother, that's all I want to know. Is it part of the madhab? You say, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kayf wa kayf. The Messenger of Allah says such and such and such. Yeah, man, but is it in the madhab? Right? Is it in the madhab? So this is how they think. There's a whole group of Muslims like that. Like Islam, we call them madhabis. Madhabis. They follow madhab. And if it's not in their madhab, you can talk to them till you're blue in the face. They're not going to accept it. And this goes directly, knocks away the nusus, the text there in Quran and Sunnah. Their orders to us to follow that which has been revealed from our Lord. And orders us to obey Allah Ta'ala, and orders us to obey the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and not deviate from that. This goes against it totally. But this has put another priority in the middle, and that is this so-called sacred madhab, in which the individual who laid down this madhab in their mind has not erred and cannot err and is free of mistakes. This was not what is meant when they say Hanbali for Ibn Taymiyyah, or they say Maliki for this one. Or they say whatever for another. Like for instance, the author or the explainer, the author of a Tahawi. No way if you read Aqidat Tahawi, you can call this man a Hanafi like these Hanafi walking around today. It's the Ustul. It means that he studied the Ustul or the principles of that particular school, and he uses that to elucidate or to extract various rulings. But when it becomes a fact that it comes in conflict with Kitab and Sunnah, then it's the Kitab and Sunnah that he takes, and he doesn't take for them badilan. He doesn't take for them any alternative. He doesn't know for them any alternative. He doesn't know any other direction. He doesn't know any other way. Abdus Salam ibn Taymiyyah al-Harani. Haran was where he was buried up. Buried. They say Taymiyyah, and he is a relative of his.